Okay. The Chiddush Yeharim once asked a chassid to tell him something that he had learned from the Kutzker Rav, the famous Menachem Mendel Morgenstern, the Rebbe of Kutzk. So the chassid noted that the Kutzker Rebbe told him, and he asked him, how can we don't find that people gain increased Yirat Shemayim, Avas Hashem, why don't they become frummer or become greater Jews by simply benching? I understand, shouldn't benching, just by saying the brachas of benching, turn everyone into a better Jew? Because look at Avram Avinu. How did Avram Avinu make people from? He would stop them in the desert, bring them onto the tree, give them something to eat, and he would say, now we have to bench, we have to thank Hashem for the meal we had. And that little Kirov tool, Avram's trick in Kirov Rechokim, made all these people from, brought monotheism to the world, because he got people benching. If benching and having a karas hatov for Hashem is so powerful, said the Kutzker Rav, how can we find that when we bench, we don't turn into Talmidim of Avram Avinu? It doesn't turn us around. So that's what the Chassid said in the name of the Kutzker Rav. So the Chiddush Yeharim turned to the Chassid and said, I'll better you one in that question. He says, I don't understand why, when we eat, just by the act of eating, we don't turn into better Avdei Hashem. Just by partaking in a plain and simple meal, said the Chiddush Yeharim, we should become Yirei Hashem, have Avas Hashem, discover Kadosh Baruch Hu, see new insights that we never saw before. And he says, how do I know this should be the case? Because of this week's Haftorah that we say in preparation of Tisha B'Av. The Navi Yeshayah says in Parak Aleph, Yeda Shor Konehu V'chamor Avus Ba'alav, that he complains to Klal Yisrael, right? Even the ox knows its creator, its master, and the donkey knows the person who feeds its trough, the person who puts the food where the donkey eats. Right? He says, the donkey knows that there's a creator. The donkey has a karas hatov for the person who gives him food. The ox has a karas hatov for the creator that gives him food. They know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They know there's someone providing for them. We are not even as good as these animals, says the Navi Yeshayah. So says the Chiddush Yeharim, if the Navi is correct, if a donkey can eat and see Niflos Habore, see the wonders of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and an ox can eat and have become such a Yirei Hashem, then how can when we eat, we don't have the same level of recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer, it would seem, is in the second part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yisrael Le'eda Ami Lo Hisponein, because we don't think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand often where our food comes from. The Gemara in Taina says in Daf Yud Aleph, Hama Rabbi Elazar, La'olam Yamod Adam Atzmo Ki'ilu Kadosh Shurai B'soch Me'ah. A person should act and treat himself as holy when he puts food into his stomach. There's an act of Kedusha in the process of eating that should make a person a better Jew. The Marsha says that by eating a Suda, a person becomes Kodesh. And the explanation is as follows. And this is what the Chiddush Yeharim is trying to say. Not every person can have great kavana when they're davening. Not every person can have great insights when they're learning Torah. Can they, you know, really get feeling and emotion when they're performing a mitzvah? It's hard for people to connect sometimes. However, every person loves to eat. Nobody doesn't like eating. Everyone has the opportunity and the time to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and what Hashem does for us. And if we would take the time when we ate to think about the processes that brought the food to the table, of how the weather that allowed the plants to grow, and the shipping, and the health of the farmers that brings the food to the store, and that we're blessed to live in an environment where we can go to the store, and every food is in season. There's no such thing as apples not being in season, because they're grown all over the world. Strawberries are always in season, because they're grown all over the world, and they're shipped to us all times of the year. You can't make a shechiyano on new fruits anymore, because it doesn't indicate the times of the season. We live in a blessed world, where water comes out of the faucet, and meat is brought to our doors. So many intricate things that Hashem set up in the world to feed us, and to make sure that we're taken care of. All we need to go anywhere, we can be in the middle of nowhere in America, or the middle of nowhere in Europe, and all we need to see is a little O and a U on a piece of food, and we know it's kosher. All the amazing things that Hashem does to allow us to eat should inspire us no worse than the ox and the donkey, says the Navi Yeshayah, that also think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu when they eat. And on top of the fact that food has amazing taste and textures and smells and colors, all these things are different ways to take a moment while we're eating to think about the beauty and the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in to making us food and giving us the ability to connect to Hashem. And if we would think about these things during the meal, there would be no question that we would become closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That eating should bring out, just like an animal, a level of Akaras HaTov, a sense that we're supposed to be close to Hashem. Unfortunately, what happens? We forget. We sit down to the table, the aroma of the food hits our nose, and we forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu just like that. We block everything else out, and we get ready to sit down to eat. This is clearly found in a famous Ramban. The Ramban writes in his opening remarks in Parshas Kedoshim. He says, "V'ainyan ki haTorah hazira ba'arayus b'machal masurim." The Torah warns us about inappropriate relationships and eating forbidden foods. "V'tiru habia isha b'ishta v'achilas basar v'yayin." And allowed appropriate relationships and allowed appropriate use of meat and wine. Im kein yimtsa bal taiva makom lios shatuf bezimas ishto nashav harbos lios besube yang bezilzle basolamo vidaber kirtson bechol nevelos shalohuskar isa zebetora. What does a person do? A person says, I'm eating kosher food, everything here is under the best hashgacha. Why can't I have 3 platefuls of ribs? Why can't I have 8 glasses of liquor? It's all kosher. There's nothing asher. I'm not mixing meat and milk. It's all mutter, says the Ramban. What's wrong with that? A person can find every single thing that's mutter to do in the world and abuse it, he says. And the Ramban famously says, such a person, v'hineyeh novel b'rshus haTorah. I'll be a novel. I'll be a disgusting person with a stamp of a heksher on it. An OU stamped nevela. I'll act in a way that's not, I'll eat in a way that's not appropriate. I'll talk in a way that's not appropriate, but everything's kosher. And therefore, says the Ramban, there's no such thing as a novel b'shus haTorah. Kedoshim too. We have to be holy. The Torah says, nah, it doesn't work that way. I'm giving you the basic blocks of how to act, the basic foundation of what to do, but you also need to have a little bit of seichel. You need to eat in an appropriate way and partake of food in a way that will bring you to closer to Hashem. He says, "V'zeh derech haTorah, lefrot v'lechol kiyotze b'zeh." The Torah gives us a number of details. Okay, you have to make sure the food is kosher. Chazal say you have to make brachos, rishona, achrona. But then, you need to have a bit of seichel hayashar, a bit of intellect to know, okay, it has to be done in the proper way. I don't have to stuff myself. I don't have to have every single thing that's in front of me. The eating has to be with kedusha. The pasuk in Devarim says in Perek Yud Beis, "V'achaltem sham lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." You'll eat there before Hashem your God. This is talking about the Beis Hamikdash. "U'simachtem b'chol mishalach yadchem atem uvateichem asher berach Hashem Elokeicha." And you'll rejoice with everything that you have with you and your household. So I think you could read the pasuk this way: "V'achaltem sham lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." When you eat, it has to be lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It has to be with the in mind that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is before us. That eating is an opportunity to think about Hashem and have a few moments of Akaras HaTov. And then, v'samachtem b'chol mishalech etchem. Then you'll be happy with whatever a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. If you're the type of person who, when they eat, they think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then you'll also be happy with what Hashem has given you. Because you'll see, Hashem provides me what I need. The ox is happy with what he gets. The donkey is happy with what he gets. So we also, if we think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us what we need when it comes to food, so we'll also be happy with what we need. I think it's always appropriate to quote one of the famous stories from Shalom Shadron, the story of Aaron of Karlin. Rav Aaron of Karlin was sitting by the Tish one Friday night, and one of his chassidim came to visit him. And during the conversation, so the gabbai of Avraham Karlin brought him a plate full of apples. And the Rebbe picked up the apple, and he took it with kavana, closing his eyes, and made a beautiful bracha of borei piyayitz. So the chassid who was sitting across from the Rebbe, watching everything that was going on, and he loved his Rebbe, he respected him, viewed him as a malach Hashem, and for a fleeting moment he thought that, what's so special? We both eat apples, we both recite brachos. What makes him a Rebbe, and what makes me a simple chassid? Why is he better than me? So the Rebbe saw, Rav Aaron of Karlin saw, the change in the demeanor of his beloved chassid, and he saw what was going on in his mind, and he said, what's the difference between me and you? So the chassid said, I was just thinking the same thing. So Rav Aaron of Karlin said, I'll tell you the difference. He said, when I get up in the morning, I look around, and I see beautiful trees, and I see the sunrise, and I see my children and my grandchildren, and a beautiful home, and I see the world is such an amazing place to be. and I want to go and I want to thank Hashem. But I can't go and use Hashem's name in vain. I can't go and take whatever I want and just say, you know, Yud Hey, Vav and Hey, and say Hashem's name whenever I would like. That would be against the third commandment in the Torah. So what do? I see an apple. And I say, oh, this apple contains everything I want to know about Hashem. Anyone who has heard or read Victor Miller's famous description of the brilliance of the apple, that inside the apple seed is all of the DNA that allows the tree to grow tall and to have all the apples that will ever produce for all time inside this little seed. So says the Rabbi Karlin, I look at the apple and see all the amazing things that the apple contains, and I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Eitz. That this apple is a vehicle for me to connect to Hashem. He says, but you, my dear Chassid, you wake up in the morning and you want to have an apple. And you think, Nebuch, the only thing I can do to have this apple is to make a bracha. I'm not going to steal from Hashem, so I should take the apple and make a bracha so I don't steal from Hashem. Because that's the difference. I use the apple to connect to Hashem, and you use connecting to Hashem to get to the apple. That's the difference between me and you. And therefore, are we on the level of Aaron of Karlin? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm there yet. But we can try to think about and work on ourselves, especially on an upcoming fast day, to take time into, even though we often think about food on the fast day, but to think about what food does for us and the relevance of food and the hakar satov we have to Hashem for the food that we have.